And with me in the KRVS studios this afternoon are Mia Moore and Ted Richard, who is with the Acadiana Pride Festival.
Yes.
That will be taking place at the end of March. He's here with Mia Moore because Mia Moore and Boom Boom Burlesque are putting on a benefit for the Pride Festival, and that benefit will be this coming Saturday evening. It is their first away performance away from the downtown area, even though it is Second Saturday Art Walk downtown, and you'll be moving that over to Fame Nightlife, which is kind of a hub of some of the activities that go on
absolutely
with Acadiana Pride.
Yes.
And many of your artistic endeavors.
Yes.
So many different
yes.
series that you all are running throughout the year. So before we talk specifically about the benefit, we'll remind people what they are helping to support, and that is the Acadiana Pride Festival. You've been here a couple times over
yes,
the past year.
Yes.
Kind of talking about it, preparing people for it. It is the first festival, and you all have had a lot of events or art series leading
right.
up to that.
We've
festival.
Had a lot of events and art series leading up to it. We do Louisiana Words every Tuesday. We do Acadiana Pride Idol every Wednesday. We do Rhythms and Visions, which is an art and music show once a quarter. So, yeah, we've been really busy throughout the year, but it's down to the wire. We're down to the last month. And not only is Acadiana Pride Festival, not only is this our first inaugural Acadiana Pride Festival, it is also the kickoff to the festival season. We are the first festival
the
of the season.
So
right. We are the first festival, and we are kicking it off right with a four-day festival, our first time out the gate. So
and,
we're looking forward to it, and we're so excited.
And you're continuing with that celebration of the arts and music. I know that Chez Giselle, the musical, will be a part of that festival.
Correct. The opening night of the festival is the premiere of Chez Giselle, being brilliantly directed by Rick Rowan and written by Dennis Ward. We've been working tirelessly to get this play off the ground, and it's looking amazing, amazing. I can't explain how amazing it is.
Well, tell us about the festival and the mission for those who in our audience perhaps had not heard you before.
Well, one of the things that we at Acadiana Pride Festival do is we are impassioned to bring together the LGBTQ community, and we decided that the best way to do that, to involve in the entire community, to show our pride of the diversity in our community, is to do that through a music festival and to do that through the arts. And so that's what we did, is we included theater, music, film, books,
visual
all of that.
Arts.
Visual
mm-hmm.
arts, all mm-hmm. of that is included in the festival. And so that's why we did that. And so in order to encompass all of that, it kind of takes 4 days to be able to do all of that. So on Thursday, the premiere is going to be at Cité des Arts, the premiere of Chez Giselle. And Chez Giselle also runs for the next 3 weeks after that. On opening night, after Chez Giselle is over, we are being hosted by Jefferson Street Pub, who is throwing us an after party after Chez Giselle. So that's pretty incredibly amazing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then where does everything else take place? Downtown
right.
Lafayette?
Mm-hmm. Then on Friday and Saturday, we will be at Park International downtown. Friday night, we have Michigan Avenue, we have Dustindale Gaspard, and we have Five Finger Discount. They will be playing beginning at 5 o'clock, so from 5 to 10 on Friday. On Saturday, we have the winner of Acadiana Pride Idol actually opening the festival for us on Saturday. On that day, we also have Brandon Morrow and Cajun Grass. We have Gino Delafosse picking up the lunch hour. Actually, lunch 2 hours. He's mm-hmm. doing a 2-hour show. Gino Delafosse and French Rock and Boogie, and they are phenomenal. Then we have Jason Dotley going into Steve Grand. And our headliner that night, along with Steve Grand, is Nakia, who is from one of the seasons of The Voice. Then on Sunday, we are actually being hosted by the City of Scott.
So the festival moves over to Scott?
The festival moves over mm-hmm. to Scott for mm-hmm. Sunday. The City of Scott has decided that they are going to host our festival on Sunday. And it's kind of a piggybacking kind of thing because their Boudin Festival is the very next weekend. So as part of the Acadiana Pride Festival, the City of Scott will be having the grand opening of their farmers market. And in conjunction with that, they will be promoting their Boudin Festival. So it's working out really, really, really well.
So much collaboration in this area.
And it's I think the more that people find out about the festival, the more that they want to get involved. And it's really great to see cities and city governments say, we want to help and we want to be there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, especially after all of your hard work, you all have planned it so much and people are responding to that wonderful planning and the mission behind the festival and all of the great performers and performances you're going to have.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Well, and so Boom Boom Burlesque is also helping to support you all. And you have this amazing poster here.
Yes.
I wish we could show it on the radio, but it's just, it's extremely colorful.
Find us online. You can look at it yourself.
Yes,
it's
yes.
very exciting.
Go to the Facebook or your website.
Right. Our Facebook is facebook.com/Lafayette Burlesque, or you can just search for Boom Boom Burlesque.
Okay. And the poster really reflects the theme of this performance, which is the 70s, the 1970s.
Right. Yes. Very exciting time that not many people in the troupe have actually experienced, but we're diving headfirst, and we're very excited to be part of being able to support the Acadiana Pride Festival. It's you know, it's very close to all of our hearts in the troupe, and you know, we have a strong showing in the troupe as part of the community as well. So you know, this is something that you know, we're excited for this to be a part of this new venture for our area and be a part of this wonderful festival from its inception. Mm-hmm. So we're very excited.
So was the 70s a time that you all have been wanting to do? I know you have a different theme and sometimes it's a holiday theme. but the 70s, of course, had some of the most amazing fashions and music.
Right. It's definitely a chance for us to get a little more outrageous.
Put those platform shoes
definitely.
On.
Definitely. Yes, which... It's definitely interesting learning how to dance and move around and do all kinds of tricks with with these shoes on. But.
So remind people how you all work your theme. Is there a narrative that runs through the whole evening, or you have the theme and then various performers will work their act on that construct?
Right. We'll start with a basic theme and we go through a little pitch process so we can all hear ideas. Our troupe very much... includes whatever creative input our troupe can give. So we like it for it to be sort of a community effort in our troupe. So from there, sometimes there's a narrative, sometimes it's a little bit of a looser theme, but we have a fantastic MC, Phineas Sinclair, to guide the evening and keep us all on our toes running smoothly.
And all of you, of course, have these nom de plumes, although I don't know if you use that for writers, which are these wonderful plays on words and phrases, and your name, Mi Amor, and perhaps you could mention some of the other names who will be performing on Saturday
evening. Sure. some of our other performers are Miss Lucy Fur. We have Bunny Valentine, Ginger Lee, who is here pretty often, Ophelia Up, Felix Elixir, Mr. Fossey Butts, and Katrina Jackson will be making their kind of solo debuts for this
show.
So
they've perhaps been in a chorus line there but haven't done a solo performance.
Right, mm-hmm. right. So we're definitely excited to highlight some new performers and, you know, see some wonderful group pieces. We have a couple, again, the solos and duets. So we have a really good mix as well as some specialty performances. So Miss Felix Elixir will be picking up her feathered fans once again, which is
a beautiful, classic,
mm-hmm. elegant performance, but with a little 70s twist, of course. So, and we have Miss Bunny Valentine doing a very, very exciting balloon piece. So that's another kind of classic burlesque nod that we'll be doing.
Mm-hmm. So you all are a real mix of performances. You've mentioned some of what we think of as classic burlesque mm-hmm. that we might be familiar with from movies or plays.
Right. But
then you all mix that with some, I guess, different art forms, literature, poetry. It's not all the fan dance.
We love the variety act, you mm-hmm, know, the variety mm-hmm. show. So we will have some spoken word. We have a very strong musical theater background in the troupe. So, you know, we really like to kind of pull out all these different tricks and different, you know, ways of expressing and performing. So
well,
it's very
talk exciting. A bit about that. And I know when you all have come each time, we've tried to let people Give them a sense of what you all do as a group, as a performing group. It isn't simply a variety show. What are you all trying to express to the community?
We really, really like to focus on empowerment. So empowerment for all people, not just performers, but those in the audience and maybe those that want to be involved. Empowerment and really embracing yourself and everything that you have to offer. Excuse me. And everything that you may like about yourself, be good at. We really want to put these things on display and show that you know, you should be proud of yourself and what you can do and what you can offer. And this show will definitely be an expression of that for a fantastic cause. So we're very excited.
That perhaps you don't, when you say be yourself, that perhaps you don't have to fit the mold of what we see on television,
We
see in magazines, what we see on, you know, comedy shows. Everything is perfect there. Just perfect.
Right. And we really embrace the imperfections as well as any perceived perfections. So, you know, you can look at our troupe and see it is very diverse as far as shapes, sizes, male, female, color. We welcome everyone and we want to see we want to see more variety on stage. So we always welcome any kind of variety the community can offer. So,
Well, Ted, I see you nodding. Have you seen some of their performances?
I have, and they're absolutely amazing. And that's what she's saying is exactly right, is that beautiful is beautiful. It's just that simple.
Especially if the person performing feels that way.
Exactly, and that's it. I mean, if you're beautiful from the inside, then that's always what is portrayed on the outside. And I think that's a lot of what Boom Boom Burlesque is about.
Definitely.
Is about showing the people what you feel on the inside and what you look like on the inside.
And what I found interesting, one time you all are saying there are burlesque troupes all over the country. Mm-hmm. It has become quite popular in different communities, but each community has a different take on it, a different way of creating that troupe. And so Boom Boom Burlesque reflects the people in this community and what you all are interested in expressing and how you're interested in performing on stage.
I think so. And again, I think our troupe, above all, is entertaining. It is very entertaining. There's something in there for everyone. You know, even if you're not big on musical theater, you're not big on a lot of dancing or a lot of one thing or another, there's always something that is going to leave an impression and wow you. So we've got a lot of talent in our troupe.
So you were entertained, Ted?
I was.
You would encourage people to go and see
it? Oh, my God. And this is the thing. This is the deal, is that on purpose, I have not been to any of their rehearsals or any of their practices because I really want to be surprised.
This coming Saturday.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because one of the reasons that we chose the 70s was it was a great nod to Chez Giselle because that bar was around in the 70s, and that's why we decided to do the 70s. And they were like, well, we've never done that, but let's see what we can do. And so on purpose, I am not going to any of their rehearsals because I really want to be surprised. And because I know what I've seen from Boom Boom before in the past, and it's been incredible. And I just know I'm going to be so amazed with what I see on Saturday night.
Well, hopefully this won't take away some of your surprise, but she has listed some of the songs here.
I saw that.
Maybe
I'm trying not to peek over.
Maybe just as a teaser, you could mention a couple songs that will be tackled on this.
Let's see.
Something that people might be familiar with.
I know. We have kind of a mix. Our opening song is I Feel Love by Donna Summer. So that kind of
sets the stage
for the beginning. The middle, there'll be a little bit of American Woman. So that's
going a different way for a lot of people.
You know, again, we like variety. We're not going to stick with just one style of music. Let's see. Of course, we have.
I saw Fame on there somewhere.
So you are peeking, Ted.
I just think that that's very appropriate. That is at Fame Nightlife, and you know the song Fame.
And just as a tease, my personal solo will be I Will Survive. So
that's incredible.
Okay, I think that was like the theme song for a lot of high school seniors.
That was the mantra, yes. Yeah, that was the mantra.
If you are just tuning in and wondering what this wonderful mix of music and performance we're talking about is, it is Boom Boom Burlesque and their benefit this coming Saturday at Fame Nightlife for the Acadiana Pride Festival,
correct,
which will take place at the end of March.
Yes.
They've been planning for months and months and months for this festival. They're gaining all kinds of support from communities around Lafayette and also in Lafayette. And Boom Boom Burlesque is lending their talent and enthusiasm to this cause as well. So the performance will be in Fame Nightlife, again, which is a different venue than you all usually have.
Correct.
How many people does it fit? Do people need to get tickets ahead of time, or do they...
You can get tickets at the door, but if you go to our Facebook page or our event, you can find the link. But you can also go to brownpapertickets.com/event/597522. I know it's kind of lengthy, but again, you can find us on Facebook for more of that. So you can get tickets ahead of time. They're only $10, which is which is a very little to support such a great cause and see a fantastic show.
Well, and I would encourage people to get tickets because I've seen photographs, after photographs of some of the performances, and it looks packed.
Yes, so, we usually have a pretty full house.
Yes,
so
if you want to make that performance this Saturday, and again, in support of the Acadiana Pride Festival, might be a good idea to go to that Facebook page and look for the tickets there.
And the tickets are only $10 a piece. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's a great price that I think a lot of people can afford.
Definitely.
Right. Well, and just your presence there, I'm sure, will be a great support for the effort as well. And Acadiana Pride Festival must have a website, Facebook page, where people can go for
Acadiana
more information.
Acadiana Pride is at www.acadianapridefestival.com. If you need to reach us by email, our email is acadianapride@gmail.com. We also have a store on our website. Also, we made a major announcement. Actually, we have two major announcements that we made during the past week. Number one is on our store, we are selling our collector's item lapel pins. Mm-hmm. Normally, the entry fee to the festival is going to be $5 on Friday night and $10 on Saturday. However, if you go to the website and purchase a lapel pin for only $10, you're getting free to the festival for the entire weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure the lapel pins. I have one.
Yes, you have. You got the first one, as a matter of fact.
The very first one.
And the other major announcement that we made this week is that for the entire festival event, any transgender person gets in free.
All right. Wow. Well, more information about all of that Ted is talking about is on their website, Facebook page. And I know that you will be back closer to the end of the month to talk more about the festival.
Yes.
And somebody will be coming to talk about Chez Giselle, the musical, the premiere of the musical. So we'll learn more about that later on. But this Saturday, you can help to support the Acadiana Pride Festival by going to see Boom Boom Burlesque, the 70s show. And my guest, Mia Moore, will be one of the performers. And sounds like she's doing I Will Survive. And will that be a musical piece?
It will be.
Yes. Okay. And I know you make
your
own. And more. you make your own costumes?
Yes, that's actually what I'm heading home to do after this is attack all those sequins.
Oh, my.
So prepare, everyone.
I know there's a lot of creativity on so many levels among the performers in Boom Boom Burlesque, including being great seamstresses and making your own costumes and writing poetry and putting together these musical numbers. So a real addition to our cultural scene here in Acadiana. This Saturday, what time does it start?
It starts at 10.
At 10 o'clock. So you can go to Art Walk and then head on over to Boom Boom Burlesque and support the Acadiana Pride Festival. Both groups, Acadiana Pride Festival and Boom Boom Burlesque, lots of information on the web, Facebook, or the website, so you can find out more about it.
Yes.
Anything else we should know about the show? Something special?
I just want y'all to kind of keep an eye out for us. We just wrapped up Les Voyages de l'Amour.
Yes, Valentine's.
You may have seen, which was a fantastic show, and we're very excited to be part of the Pride Festival. And you can also look out for us as part of Festival International at Cité. So keep an eye out for Boom Boom After Dark.
You're going to have an international theme?
It's limitless.
Oh, well, we'll look forward to that as well. Again, this Saturday, March 8th, 10 o'clock, Fame Nightlife, Boom Boom Burlesque, and the Acadiana Pride Festival. Thank you both, Ted Richard.
Thank you very much.
And Mia Moore.
Thank you, Judith.
Thank you.